of my voice, you might hear it. It's that time of year. We've been looking for the snow, but not looking for the colds. And I hope you're well. I hope you and your family are beginning to gather in and collect the things you need and care for others as we approach this wonderful celebration of the Incarnation, of God's coming to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's an amazing time, and I woke to see that snow had fallen upon us overnight here at the mountains, so things are covered with a bit of a soggy snow, but nonetheless, it looks like Christmas. And there are other things going on, too. The birds are feeding. I thought, as many do, this is a time to put out a little extra seed, for these beautiful birds, which strikes me as a reverberation and barely a gesture of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Last night, we had a wonderful pot roast here. We celebrated Christmas a day early because one of our friars is traveling away to be with his family. His mother's recovering, and being one who would want to be there, nonetheless, we wanted to be here with each other. And we had a wonderful meal and a wonderful time. And I think back to a wonderful Christmas to Francis. He had a number. A simple story comes when one Christmas, especially with the novice in a young community, he offered a gesture that's worth our reflecting on a bit today. At a time when meat was sparse in Italy, in fact, it often is in some countries still, and in parts of our world, and maybe people around the corner from you may not have much to cook up and have this Christmas. It may be another dish that they'll serve because of the cost of meat, the cost of other things. They're dear, we see. Well, Francis, in the middle of a moment with his brothers on a Christmas morning, I believe it was, took up a chunk of the little bit of meat they had and rubbed it on the walls as he proclaimed Christ's coming and the goodness and fullness of God. He said to everybody standing there in disbelief, in incredible shock, he said, even the walls should be eating meat. This is Christmas. Even the walls should eat meat. Francis was known for theatrics and gestures and was called the jocular of God, the fool of God, the one who expressed this extravagance, and we might first say even abundance, and then we might also reflect on it as our inheritance. The readings for Christmas from midnight mass through to the next day, one at dawn and then Christmas during the day, are quite beautiful. And so let me just reflect on them a bit with you here with my scratchy voice and the snow outside and our tiredness as we approach a time that invites us to rest a bit, to fall back on the lap of God, to experience God's incredible abundance for you and I. Maybe we're the people around the corner from other people who seem to have so much more. Or we know them well, and maybe you've helped them already this Christmas, or will soon. But it isn't from our little that we give. We give from greatness, abundance. We would take whatever we have. We would share it with all of creation, because God has. A psalm that was read for us a day or two before Christmas places us in that direction, and then the one before midnight mass lets us know, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, let the sea and what fills it resound, let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. There shall all the trees of the forest exalt before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth and lend constancy to the people. There's a fullness and constant love, a greatness that God comes for us. And we might again remember the midnight mass. And we hear the angels speaking to, of all people, the shepherds, people hanging out with sheep outside of buildings up on hilltops, lost somewhere, probably with no meat, bread maybe, stale, that they broke that night, showing even what would be used eventually for the Last Supper and the Eucharist. The angel says, do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. All the people, my friends. We gather and come close and find intimate places and a little bit of a meal or a large one, but for ourselves. And then we realize the table God sets, the fullness of the coming of Christ, the largeness of our God's love is this largesse, this abundance, this extravagance, this pouring forth for not only our salvation, but for our realization of who we are. Maybe again the shepherds. Maybe others who have seemingly more. Those poor shepherds got up, and we hear in the dawn gospel saying, let us go and see this thing that has taken place. They went to look. We might say, let's go look into it today in our world. If we take time and explore something, maybe, well, let's look into it. And I'd invite you to do that through this Christmas time. Look into the largeness of God, the meat that's rocked on us, the glory of God's own body coming to us in the fullness of Christ Jesus, the littleness of the child, the extravagance of God's love. The gospel for Christmas during the day is the lovely one that's mystical, and it finds its way into our hearts when John opens up his gospel and tells us that in the very beginning was the Word. The Word was from God, with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning. All things came to be through him. Without him, nothing came to be. The light shines in the darkness, my friends. The John Gospel goes on telling us this fullness is the inheritance of, indeed, all of creation. God's extravagance, abundance, isn't only for you and I. The inheritance is for all of God's creatures. And so let the birds feed right now, and maybe I'll add a little more seed, and you will as well. And the people around the corner from us, or across the city, or on the other side of the world, this abundance, this inheritance, is for you and me, and for all of us. For everyone. And God's largesse is large. God's extravagance is intimate. In your heart and mind right now, let's look into it. Into the Word poured out, the Word made flesh, the little child that is all of us. For the Christ is the mirror of creation, the fullness of our realization. And the love poured out that we would pour out our love for each other, even if it's only a little extra seed or a moment beside someone at the table that needs our listening ear, as we might share a pot roast or a turkey or a ham this Christmas day. God is food for us, and this is thoughtful food for us now, food for our thoughts and our hearts that we might, as we go about our last final things, to prepare for the banquet this Christmas. Know that even the walls get to eat meat, for God has come in Jesus Christ for all of us and all creation, the inheritance of everlasting life. Abundance poured forth for us, extravagance right now. And peace for you and me, my friends. May we appreciate our smallness, our intimacy, the small gatherings and large ones. For God is here. Or it is, God is born for us today. A Savior. Christ Jesus our Lord. And peace for all creation. Drink deeply. Break bread extravagantly. Share your compassion and care for all around you this